Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Making Sam, taking you to jungle lands. Bengals pride, it fills the air. Every week we're always there. Touchdowns, tackles, all the plays. Bengals roaring every way. Stories, news, and game recaps. Jungle juice, we bridge those gaps. Welcome to the Jungle Juice. Nick and Sam, let's break it loose. Cincinnati, hear our call. Bengals fans, unite us all.
Welcome in to this week's edition of the Jungle Juice Podcast. I'm Sam Gormley. He's Mick Nelson. Mick, how you doing?
Doing good here. I forgot to pick which games of mine were in primetime or not. So I'm doing.
Oh, you failed already. My goodness.
I already screwed up.
You've been talking like 15 seconds and you already failed. See, I was smarter this year and I made mine in a Google sheet to where I could actually put the date. Cause I don't know if you remember last year, I predicted the Bengals to have a Christmas Day game. And I thought Christmas Day was week 16, and it was actually week 17, and it screwed literally everything up that I had done. This year, though, I was a little bit better, but I still think my research was better last year, so I'm not too confident on that. But on today's show, it is, what do you think? Maybe the stupidest show we do all year?
It's up there.
And we are going to be doing the 2025 Bengals mock schedule. Because in all seriousness right now, like we joke, but there's really not a whole lot going on. I mean, OTAs are happening right now, but as far as news from that, there's really no news other than, hey, Trey Hendrickson's not there. Oh yeah, Joe Burrow went to the Met Gala. He looked good. Okay, there we go. There's the Bengals news, right? I mean, is there anything that I'm missing? Because I think like Trey Hendrickson.
Is it gala or gala?
I think it's potato, potato.
Okay.
Do you call it the gala? Do you call it the gala?
Yeah,
I think it's like data
gala,
or data.
Gala.
It's data or data kind of thing. I think gala, gala. I'm a country hick now because I live in rural Kentucky, so I have to.
That's true.
Talk statement. with my accent. You were making fun of it last night. It's where a couple of nights ago, I guess. So it's starting to wear off, I guess. But on the show today, we are going to do a mock Bengals schedule. So we have gone through, and how we did this last year, I think we pretty much do the same thing, is Mick and I are going to go week by week and predict what the game is going to be. If at the end of when the schedule comes out 1 week from today, we have the game correct and the correct week, we get, oh yeah, Geno Stone took a pay cut. There we go. There's the other news.
That is news.
Okay. But I don't know that there's really much discussion to be had. If you have Geno Stone takes, we can come back to here a little bit. But we get 1 point if we correctly get the correct week matched with the correct game. And then we get 2 points if we get a primetime game is primetime, regardless of when it lays in the schedule. And then if we get both right, we get 3 points.
Yes.
So meaning like if we say week 14 is going to be Bengals Steelers Sunday Night Football, then you get 3 points. Last year, I have it in front of me last year. Last year, as far as schedule being correct, I got 2 games correct. You got 1 game correct. As far as being in the exact correct order. I'm looking at it from last year. I correctly got the Panthers game, but that one, in my defense, I knew it was going to happen. I just knew, based on my work and us going to that game, it ended up working out. And then I correctly guessed the Steelers game to end the season.
Yes.
In there. But other than that, We didn't do great. Now, as far as primetime goes, you correctly, and I'm giving you props, you correctly said the Browns game last year and the Commanders game would be primetime. I correctly got at the Cowboys. And we both said, and I'm going to give us a point late. We both said at Chargers is going to be primetime. I'm going back and I'm giving us each a point.
Okay.
Because, listen, we were right.
The
Chargers game is... It was in primetime. It just happened later than it should.
Yeah, it happened to be flexed in to primetime.
But it's still, like, it in the end is still was primetime.
Maybe they should have consulted us.
Yeah, you know? We were right the entire time. And I don't particularly know why they... I mean, that was one of those that really didn't make a whole lot of sense as to why it wasn't primetime to begin with kind of thing. But, yeah, so... I say let's just not waste any more time and let's just start projecting this and going through. I think to answer your question, Mick, you should have it now. It's popping up on my end, at least. It's a lot easier than me reaching up here and typing. I think we're good.
We got it.
Okay. Bengals mock schedule time. So again, the opponents for the Bengals next season, you have the division games. You know, you've got those six every single year. And then you've got road games against Buffalo, Denver, Green Bay, Miami, and Minnesota. And then you've got home games against the Patriots, Jets, Bears, Lions, Jags, and Cardinals. So we're trying to put in here and get this exactly right. We are going to be exactly right, right?
Yeah.
One of us is going to be...
Yeah, we're going to be...
My goal is
to be so right.
My goal is just to do better than two, which is what we did last year. I think we could do that.
Did I? I wasn't.
You got one.
I got one. Oh, geez.
Yes. Okay, and the one game you got correct last year was Broncos. So good job. You got the Broncos game week 17. Other than that, you whiffed on all of them. Okay. I'm going to let you open us up. Do we need to, you know, just for the week one game, I feel like we need to at least do this. With the week one draft pick.
Are you doing the da-da-da-da-da-da? Oh, wait, no. That's the right sound.
I don't have any other sounds to play.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, you know.
That's what we get last year. But, okay. Where do you think the Bengals are going to be week one?
I think the Bengals are going to be in Green Bay. It gets the Green Bay Packers. On Monday Night Football.
Oh, so you're going primetime right off the bat. Interesting.
I really just want this to kind of happen. I've got, I guess, personal ties to the Packers franchise as well, because I've got a lot of family members that are Packers fans. We've talked about going to Lambeau to see the Bengals play against the Packers this year. Would it work for Monday night if we would it work for your schedule? We'd make it work.
Yeah, 100%. We'd find a way to make that work. Okay. I mean, listen, at Green Bay, we were talking last night that when you're looking at this for the... Because the way that you want to look at this, if you're trying to predict the schedule, is, for one, the Bengals are almost assuredly opening the season, this coming season, on the road. And the reason for that is that the Reds are at home that Sunday, which... typically means, now, it's happened once in the history of Great American and Paycor that they play a Reds and a Bengals game on the same day, and that was because the Reds made the playoffs. So there's never been a scheduled game, so they're going to try to separate it. Really, the only way they're home week one is if it's a Monday night game.
Yeah.
And you're saying it's a Monday night game, but you're saying at Green Bay. I like that. That would be a good pick to open us up. I also am going to go primetime to open us up. I'm going to say that Sunday night football on September the 7th, the Cincinnati Bengals will be at the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I think that's a sneaky, really good week one opening matchup for a Sunday night football. Allen versus Burrow. Those have always been pretty solid games. Burrow has kind of owned Allen in the couple of matchups that they've had. I mean, and then you think back to the DeMar Hamlin thing. I think that game is I don't want to say it's a lock for primetime, but I think it's as close to a lock as it's going to get. That would be one I'd be very surprised, unless that's one of those that CBS snags.
It's like a 425 game.
Yeah. If that's a Sunday 1 o'clock, I'd be stunned.
I doubt it'll be a Sunday 1 o'clock. The reason I didn't go to the Bills is that historically they haven't really played the Bills early on in the season. I think they've done it in the month of September once, and that was, I think, week four of Andy Dalton's rookie season in 2011. Didn't they
play him not too long ago? They played him early.
Not early
in the season.
Wasn't early in the season. 2019?
Bengals Bills. Now I got to look this up here because I am remembering a game that is somewhat recent. Yes, 2019, September. I played him.
Well,
I was remembering that game. Yeah.
Well, so. I feel like a dumbass right now.
It's not the first time you've been wrong in a podcast. Like a dumbass. Won't be the last time. But yeah, I'm going to say at Buffalo.
Okay.
Give them a good opening weekend game. And that's what I'm going to go with. Week two. So the home opener, I think we're both going to agree is almost surely because
yes.
Week three, which we're going to get to in a moment, is guaranteed to be on the road because the Reds are at home and there's a concert at Paycor that weekend. So yes. Meaning that there's no,
I mean, week really. Three and I have week three and four on the road just because okay. That weekend, the Reds are also away, I think.
Okay.
Or also at home. My bad.
No, they're on the road on week four. I'm pretty sure.
Are they really?
I think so. Oh, at least I hope so.
Bitch. Okay. Well, this is gonna be bad.
Week two. Week two. We'll snake this. I'm gonna say the home opener this year. They're gonna stick with the AFC East, and they're gonna be hosting the New York Jets.
Hey, I got the same game.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, we agreed with the Jets, and that's obviously a 1 o'clock game.
Yes.
So you said Packers Monday. I got to write down your schedule here. I forgot about that. So we're agreeing with the Jets.
We are.
Interesting. Okay.
They play the Jets early on in the season quite a bit.
But seemingly it's always there when it's early in the season.
Yes, it is.
Which is interesting.
We're flipping it. Flipping it around this time.
It's time. And listen, I just want an easy win week one. And presumably that would be a game that would be a somewhat easier win. I'm not buying into the Justin Fields hype. And plus I'd like to play them early. New head coach. That's kind of when you want to play a team. So I'm going to go with the Jets, and you also said the Jets, right?
Yes.
Okay. Look at us agreeing. Did you confirm? Was I wrong on saying the Reds were maybe not?
You're probably right. You're usually right. I'm trying to.
I'll look it up.
I got it up. Right.
The Reds are, it is loading.
Yeah, they are aware. They're in Milwaukee.
Yes. They're in Milwaukee for week three.
Hey. Oh shit. Well, I'm dyslexic. damn it.
So week three, they're almost assuredly on the road.
On here then.
So I'll go ahead and I'll throw out my week three then. We're gonna get our first divisional game, week three. And the Bengals will travel up north and take on the Cleveland Browns.
Damn, you and I are 2 for 3 right now.
Really? You also have Cleveland week three?
At I Cleveland? Do have Cleveland week three. Wow. Yep, at Cleveland.
And again, this is not something that we've talked about whatsoever. No. Look at us. I don't know that I like this, that we're so accurate opening up. Watch us like this be like one of us got all three of these to open us up. I think we quit. That's it. The show's
you
over.
You think we quit?
Like the show's done. If we got 3 out of 3 to open us up, if one of us nails it like this, like I don't know that it can get better than that. Okay. So we're in agreement on week three as well. I didn't have any reasoning there. I just feel like there's always a divisional game in September. I think it's going to be on the road this year because usually the divisional home game has been the past couple of seasons, I guess. Well, I guess really not, now that I'm thinking about it. It's kind of been balanced back and forth. Last year, though, you had the Ravens early. So I'm going to take the, say you're going to have the, the Browns at the Browns, week three.
Yes.
Week four.
You go first. I'm still trying to figure out.
So week four. I am going to go with the Jacksonville Jaguars. A 1 o'clock Sunday game. I have no reasoning as to behind that. I just needed a home game that was not a divisional game, because I don't think that they'd probably go back-to-back divisional that early in the season. And there's only so many of those. And I was like, you know what? Jacksonville looks good. Why not? Throw them in there.
Yeah, I think
great analysis, sense. Right?
Yeah.
Where are you going then?
I'm going to go Thursday night football at home. New England Patriots.
Ooh, what?
That's that screams Thursday night football game to me.
That's hideous.
Yeah.
I have a Thursday night football game as well. It's just a little bit later on. Yeah, that's hideous. So I guess that's your Ring of Honor game. That's your Ring of Honor game, I would assume.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's disgusting.
And I guess whiteout game? We'll go ahead and say that's the whiteout game this year.
Yeah, except no, because the whiteout game will be next week. Week
Why?
Five.
Because you have the Lions in week five?
No.
Oh.
No, I do not. Week five, we're finally, it's going to happen, Mick. It's, if it does, like, next Wednesday, I might actually, like, stand on this chair and go on a full-fledged rant if the Bengals don't get a home divisional game in primetime. It hasn't happened since 2018. Yes, I know it happened in 2020. I don't count that. But still, even if you want to say since 2020, it's been four seasons since that is bullcrap. It's bullcrap that it's been that long. Give the Bengals a home divisional game when they've played however many on the road. All of these teams get home games except for the Bengals. And who's the team that seemingly the Bengals always have to go play on the road in primetime? It's the damn Baltimore Ravens. So the Baltimore Ravens in week five are coming on Monday Night Football, and they're going to get their ass beat.
So I have a I'm going to say this will be the 4 o'clock game, but I have the Lions coming to town for my week five matchup.
Okay. So you're saying a 425. I also do agree that the Lions is going to be a 425 game. I just have it a little bit later on in the season.
So historically, if we're looking since the 32-team expansion with the Texans in 22, the Bengals have played the Lions five times. 40%, two out of those five games have been in October. Three of them have been in December/January. So we're
you're
going
playing the odds.
We are.
Week six, where are you going?
They're going to go, we're going to stick with the AFC East, but we're going to knock out another AFC East team. And the Bengals are going down to South Beach. They're going to play the Miami Dolphins. I'm going to say this is a 1 o'clock game.
Ooh, I guess October is probably a decent enough time to go to Miami. That's just one for one. I disagree with you on this. You just don't want that in September. You don't want that in September. That would be rough. No. To have to go down there. Week six. So if you remember last year, you said I manifested the Panthers game being week four.
You did.
So now I'm thinking, since that was a pain in my butt, the trip that we've been talking about making is at Green Bay. So I'm thinking that they're now going to do something nice to me and give it to me in my off week, because I usually get 1 week a year that's off. So they're going to give me Green Bay week six.
That might not work for me. That's the thing. That's
Did anybody ask? I don't think anybody cares about whether you can go.
Oh, well, I guess
going on in October the 12th?
The extension deadline for the taxes is on October 15th.
I thought that was in September that you just said.
No, September is the deadline for business returns. Individual returns is October 15th.
You'll figure it out. You could work from home, right? Or work from Lambeau.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, well, so there. So that would be the thing is I got screwed last year, so it's your turn to get screwed this year when it comes to it. But so I'm going to say at Packers is going to be week six. That's going to do it.
Okay. Tommy's,
I like Tommy's.
We're just going to clobber everybody.
We're going to clobber everybody. Week seven. I will jump into this pick here since we'll continue to do the snake. I'm going to say that is we're going to stick with the East. And Caleb Williams and Leroy Klimola, you know, good old Leroy, is going to come in and he's going to get his brains beat in because the Bears are going to come. Sorry, the North. The North. It's Wednesday. The North, the NFC North, the Bears. Yes, they're coming. October 19th, 1 o'clock game. I considered making this a primetime game, but I think it's still 1 o'clock.
I think so, too. And
that's my week seven. Where are you going week seven?
We're going to stay with the East, the actual East. We're going to say the Bengals are going to travel up to Buffalo, play the Buffalo Bills, 4 o'clock game. Romo Nance on the call. Should be a good one.
Okay. I like it. So right now, I have had two primetime games at Buffalo, home against the Ravens. You've gone at Packers, home against the Patriots.
Yes.
Which there's usually one primetime a game a year that is disgusting that the Bengals get. I guess last year going into the year was two, really, because none of us predicted at the Giants. You got Commanders at home, but you could see that. The Jaden Daniels, Joe Burrow, the Giants, mm-hmm. though, really made no sense at all. It really made no sense at the Giants. And I guess it was an okay game. Okay. Week eight, what do you got?
Bye week is in week eight this year.
Okay. So you got no insight on the bye week? Nothing great to drop in about this? No.
No.
No. I'm going to disagree. I'm going to throw in another primetime game here. And I like this as a primetime game this season.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And it wouldn't shock me if it's on your list, but my assumption is you're going to have this game in December. Week eight at the Broncos on Sunday Night Football.
I like it.
I think that's a sneaky, because I think that was a really good game last year. It was, I know it wasn't technically primetime, but it was pretty much primetime. It was the only
game. I mean, it was the most electric game.
It was awesome.
That we attended last year. And I don't even think it was close.
It was awesome. Helped that
so
you win.
So much wild shit happened in that game, man.
Helped that they won. But yeah, I think Broncos is definitely my week eight.
Okay.
Week nine, November the 2nd. I guess we got to play the Cardinals at some point.
I got the really? Cardinals in week nine too. Hey,
look at us go. Look at us go.
It's sure going to happen.
Or it's guaranteed to not happen now. It's probably more it. Hey, Frank, who day? Thanks for watching. Who day? Okay. Who's your week 10 then?
Well, Sam, this is also to appease you with the, you know, the lack of prime time home division games. We're going to say the Steelers home Sunday night football in week 10.
So we agree. Just I said Thursday night football.
We're going Sunday night football, Bengals, okay. Steelers.
Okay. I just think the Bengals need a Thursday night home divisional game. They've had a couple of, they've had a ton of those on the road recently.
I don't want Baltimore. I also am I guess I'm not manifesting any, no home Thursday night games because I'm manifesting the Patriots game here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're going to go Steelers here.
Okay. Steelers. Yeah. We haven't had a home Thursday night game since was it Jacksonville or Dolphins? I can't remember what order it went in. Dolphins, right?
Which one? Thursday night?
Thursday night was Jacksonville Dolphins, right? Dolphins, I think, was the most recent Thursday night game. I can never remember that. I also agree, though, that week 10 is going to be the Steelers. I just, like I said, I think Thursday night football. Tommy's probably not wrong here. The Broncos game guaranteed T was coming back.
Yeah.
I don't think that's wrong there. Seabird asks, is Pratt gone yet? I mean, not officially, but yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, he's pretty much gone. Week 11, what do you got?
Another primetime game. Bengals are going to go to Denver to play the Denver Broncos on Monday Night Football.
Okay, so we're in agreement of that. As far as that being a primetime game.
Yes.
This one, I feel confident in. Week 11, November the 16th, the Cincinnati Bengals will travel to Madrid and take on the Miami Dolphins. I'm buying into that rumor.
I'm buying in.
I'm going to shoot for the stars, and I'm going to say that the Bengals are going to be playing in Madrid this year. That's the date that they said it was going to happen. And if the mayor of Madrid says it, I'm going to believe him. Couldn't tell you what his name is. He could join the podcast right now, and I wouldn't know. But if he's right, Mick, we're going to get him on the podcast. How's that sound? We can brush up on our Spanish.
Yeah, and also, in Spain, they say their S's with a sound.
That's in Barcelona. So that's a dialect in Spain.
Oh, well, that's dang. In Barcelona. Okay, never mind.
So don't do that. That might be kind of insulting to him. I guess I don't. But yeah, I think that Miami, you know, they're going over there playing in Madrid. You saw that rumor. There's only a couple of options. Like Tommy says, the Bengals are due to go overseas. And I would like this too, because that means the Bengals aren't going to lose a home game to it.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that, that then says for me, week 12 is a bye week. Because typically they don't have to do this, but typically you get the bye week after you go overseas. Traditionally. So that's why I'm saying week 12 will be the Bengals bye week.
Okay. Week 12, I have the Ravens at home. Would assume a 4 o'clock game for that. Maybe a 4 o'clock game. They've always played at 1 o'clock at home.
It's either maybe or yes. You got to lock this in right now. Is it 4 o'clock or is it 1 o'clock?
Yeah, give me a 4 o'clock.
Give them a 4 o'clock. You got a lot of 4 o'clocks on there. I actually only have one 4 o'clock game on my docket. So again, I went by week. So week 13 is Thanksgiving. So this is that week. Do the Bengals have a Thanksgiving game this year?
Yes, at home.
Really? Yes. Okay. What is it? I like this.
We're going with the Browns. Browns are coming home. Coming to Cincy for Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, pilgrims. Interesting. John Wayne at
first Thanksgiving, pilgrims.
That was just for you. Browns on Thanksgiving. Okay. Listen, that would be interesting.
It'd be fun. It'd be a really fun time.
Except you wouldn't be there, right?
No, I'd be there. I went to the Thanksgiving game last year.
Well, if it's on Thanksgiving, though.
Oh, no, not on the.
Not on
Thanksgiving. This would be on Sunday. This would be on Sunday. No.
See, when I was asking you, are you having a Thanksgiving game? I meant, are you actually having a Thanksgiving game? What's up with all the 4 o'clock games, Mick? Get your butt up in time for the 1 o'clock games.
Well, no, I'm manifesting, Tommy. Don't stop.
He wants 1 o'clock games. He wants 1 o'clock games.
Who, Tommy does?
You do, don't you?
No, I don't.
See, 1 o'clock games are good.
4 o'clock game.
1 o'clock games are good for me at least, because then I'm back at a reasonable time. Because I got the long drive home.
I don't care about that.
The Bengals have had a ton of that Sunday after Thanksgiving being home.
They have.
So I think it's time that they go on the road. At the Ravens.
Okay.
Is going to be November the 30th here. 1 o'clock. They're due for a Sunday, 1 o'clock. Yep. But guaranteeing it's probably going to be a prime time just because that's how the Bengals and the Ravens go there. And the Bengals probably will get them at 1 o'clock at home just because that's how it is. And then I'm going to be mad next Wednesday when it finally, the schedule does come out. Okay. Week 14. First game in the month of December. Lions at home on 425. There's my 425 game.
Okay.
Which I believe you also agreed with, that that's going to be a 425 Brady game. Maybe Tom Brady's first trip to Cincinnati since the old filming thing, right?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say since the time that Andy Dalton threw four interceptions against the Patriots all in, like, the fourth quarter. He was, like, playing pretty good up until, like, midway through the third quarter, and then everything just went to shit. So
And the Patriots had to film the Bengals sidelines to actually beat a one-win Bengals team at the time.
They did.
Hilarious. Hilarious. So what do you got week 14?
We're going to go to Minnesota. The Bengals are going to play the Vikings in week 14. 1 o'clock game, Tommy. 1 o'clock game.
Wait, it's a road game. So it doesn't matter to you what time the road games start, right?
No, not particularly, but I'm just saying 1 o'clock game.
Okay. What do you got week 15? We only have four games left.
Week 15. 14. Bengals are going to
travel. Oh, yeah, no, you're right. 15, sorry.
Week 15, right. Bengals are going to travel to Pittsburgh. Another 1 o'clock game.
Exactly what I had.
Really?
Exactly what I had, yep.
Hey.
Look at us go. And I think we might be closing the season with the same. Oh, no, we're not. Never mind. No, we're not. Interesting. Okay, at the Steelers. I agreed. 1 o'clock game at Pittsburgh on December the 14th. December 16th, I am going to say that's our Patriots game.
Okay.
That's our Patriots game at home.
Last time the Bengals played the Patriots in December, it was freezing outside.
Yeah, Christmas Eve, right?
Yes, Christmas Eve. Historically cold day.
In old New England. Well, I guess in
Fox. That was the one where the kickers couldn't kick because it was so cold outside.
And DJ Reader, right, had the play that stripped, I don't remember who it was, like at the goal line. Remember, the Bengals ended up winning the game because of it.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, Bengals were up by, they were up big early, and then they slowly sacrificed that lead away to the point where they potentially could have lost that.
So that's my week 16. What do you got week 16?
Home game, the Jacksonville Jaguars are coming to Cincinnati. 1 o'clock game, guys. 1 o'clock game. I'm manifesting some 1 o'clock games in here. The Jacksonville Jaguars will be a 1 o'clock game. And the Bengals should have a little bit of an advantage there because Jacksonville's in Florida and it's warm in Florida. And it's not necessarily warm here all the time in December.
That's the analysis that people come to our podcast for. That's why people listen to the Jungle Juice podcast. It's sometimes cold here in December. You know, that's why people, I mean, that's why Tommy listens every week is weather updates, right? Yeah. So I said, okay, so week 17 then. So this is Christmas week. Do the Bengals play on Christmas this year?
I thought this would be New Year's. Is it really Christmas this time?
Yes, this would be the December 28th is that Sunday. So okay. That would mean that Christmas would be, if you're saying the Bengals are playing on Christmas, it would be, so I guess it's kind
we're
of
not going to get a Christmas Day game.
I agree.
It's not happening.
I agree.
But I have the Bears coming to town week 17.
Duh Bears. Okay.
You, me, and Leroy are going to be hanging out in the cold.
Over the Christmas holiday, December the 28th. Okay. People are going to be cold, but not really. And this is going to be one of those Saturday, Sunday flexes.
Okay.
At the Vikings.
Oh, you're trying to manifest 2023 right now.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit. But also the Bengals have had that game at home the past couple of years. That Saturday, Sunday flex game. So I think this time they're going to go to Vikings. I won't count myself for that being a primetime prediction. Like that's
is this going to be a game where T. Higgins goes off again because he always goes off on Saturday games?
Yes.
late in the season.
Exactly. Because he misses three or four games prior to, but he's finally healthy. But like Mike Gesicki won't be playing that game probably. So he's got to fill in for somebody. So yeah, it's going to be that. And then to close out the season, the Browns at home.
To close out the season for me, Ravens away. Sunday night football for the AFC North division crown. So calling it right now.
You can't predict primetime for that yet.
No, it's for the division crown. If it's for the division crown, it's definitely going to be.
Okay, but I guess I'm more saying you don't get the point until the end of December.
No, I feel like if this ends up happening,
we'll go back and we'll give you a point.
Football, I think I automatically win the entire thing.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't. That would be an intense game, though.
And it's at Baltimore because, you know,
and it has to be prime time there. Has to be prime time there. I have the Browns at home to close out the year. I know that just happened, I guess, year before last, but that's what I think. This is one of the ones I got right last year. I know you chastised me for picking out the Steelers to close the year last year, and I was correct there. But, okay. There we go. So your primetime games are at the Packers on Monday night, Patriots on Thursday night, Steelers home on Sunday night, at the Broncos on Monday night, and then at the Ravens, but you don't get points for that until the end of December. Mine is at the Bills on Sunday night, Ravens at home on Monday night, at the Broncos on Sunday night, and Steelers at home on Thursday night. And then, I mean, I don't know that the Madrid game is primetime since it's going to be at like 9 in the morning, but it kind of is because it's the only game on. But I won't give myself an extra point for that.
Man, I'd have to wake up at 9 a.m. to watch the Bengals play.
Well, you got to think, I live in Central Time Zone, so that means the game starts at 8 a.m. for me.
Well, that,
that means we're going to have to start.
Terrible.
That means we're going to have to start drinking at like 6 in the morning on a Sunday.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll even go to bed. I just won't go to sleep.
I was going to say, you probably won't. Maybe we'll just go to Madrid.
No.
You don't want to go to Madrid?
No. It's a lot of traveling.
I'd like to go to Spain, though. That'd be a fun one to go to.
Fine. We'll go to Spain.
What is the one international game that you'd want to go to the most? Like if the Bengals don't get one this year and next year they have an international game and Katie Blackburn, Roger Goodell called you and said, Mick, you're getting to pick where the Bengals home international game is. Where are you picking it?
Wherever the Germany game's at, I think it's in Munich. I'll go with the Munich Germany game. You know, the Cincinnati's got a lot of
German connections.
Yeah, they got a lot of German connections, you know, with the city. Sure, Germany.
See, I think Spain might be up there. I wouldn't mind a London, though. Germany, I'm fine with, but I also, like, you know the best part about Spain? Is we'd eat good there.
You would.
You'd eat good there. And it's not like, you know, when people think of exquisite cuisine, it's not like German food is at the top of the list. Like, German food's fine, but it's not, like, the top of the list.
Yeah.
I guess it's better than England, which is fish and chips, which I do like.
Shepherd's pie.
Oh, now you're talking.
Bangers and mash.
I do like shepherd's pie.
What else?
But also, we could, maybe if we were in England, we could go to watch a Premier League game.
Did you just
put your gum out?
Yeah.
Watch your Premier League game. We could go see where my grandfather grew up, right? It'd be fun.
Yeah.
I think it would be awesome to go watch an international game for the Bengals. I
heard they're awesome games.
My friend Leroy, who's the Bears fan, when he was serving in England, he got to go to one of the games. And I don't remember if it was a Bears game or not. I don't, or it could have been just two teams. And he said it was the most fun he's ever had. Because It was just because the best part about it is it's like the Super Bowl in the realm of there's just fans from every team there. Mm-hmm. Like you've got the fan bases, but then you've got the people who live over there and they're like, I just want to watch an NFL game.
Yeah.
It's somewhat close. I'm just going to go. And so you'll see Bengals fans, you'll see Bears fans, you'll see Bills fans and so on. And that makes things kind of fun at the same time.
Yeah, for sure.
All righty.
What are we going to see a game in Tokyo at some point? You think Tokyo will be on the list?
Australia is the rumor that is coming.
Really?
Yes. And that has always been a place I've wanted to go. Tommy says, come on, you'd want to eat German food. Wiener Schnitzel is calling your name. I mean, listen, I'd eat it. I mean, Germany, though, you're going there and you're just going to have a bunch of apple juices, probably.
Yeah.
And
apple juices.
Yes, plenty of apple juices. But, yeah, I don't know. It just wouldn't be at the top of my list. But Australia would be fun. I bet Tokyo would be fun. Brazil's probably not one that I really have that much interest in.
No, I have no interest.
What about Mexico City?
No, absolutely no interest going to Mexico City or Brazil.
No. Just don't walk too far away, right? Neither one of those places, and you might never be seen again. It'd be an interesting podcast, though. You could go live with us from like the back of a kidnapper's truck. It'd be a good, this isn't good. Hunter Green left Wednesday's start with a right groin injury. Well, that's not good.
Oh, well, season's over.
Great. Well, at least they're winning. That's not good, though. All righty. So that's our schedule. Mock schedule for the 2025 Bengals. Pick would absolutely get himself abducted, Riley. 100%. 100%. You'd probably be second, though, but I don't know that anyone really... See, the thing with Riley is that...
I wouldn't want to abduct Riley ever.
Yeah, see, the thing is, people would abduct him, and then they'd return him, like, 20 minutes later. They'd be like,
can we get someone else? Out of the car.
Yeah,
please leave.
You. Yeah, you got anybody else? Like, literally...
We will literally drive you back to where you are staying.
We'll pay for your flight. Just can we not have
please
you in the
never
car
step foot in our city ever again.
That would absolutely be Riley's thing there. Okay, so we're both saying prime time to open up the year. Yeah, his dad would absolutely not pay the ransom. They'd probably pay double to keep him. Yeah, can we pay you the ransom to keep him? We're both going prime time to open up the year, and then we're both going Jets at home as the home opener for the Open in Orange. Next week on the show, we will be live for a live schedule release. We'll probably watch the video like we did last year. We'll react to it. And we'll see how we did as far as our points go and see who ends up winning. But I think also it'll just be fun to have a schedule so we can at least start making some plans and figuring it out and all of that. And I enjoy that. And the NFL is king as far as making small things events. And mm-hmm. the schedule release is now turned into an event.
It has.
Any final thoughts? I mean, I don't really know that we got that much more to discuss, do we?
No, I think... I think it's time to start quitting. It's quitting time.
It's quitting time. So thanks for watching this week's episode of the Jungle Juice Podcast. We'll be back next Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central, 8 Eastern. Schedule release. We'll react live as it happens and see how it goes along from there. But until then, remember to follow us on our social media channels, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. We're also on your favorite podcasting platform. Make sure you subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. That way more people can find the podcast. Any parting thoughts?
No, nothing. See you later, guys.
That's why people come to this podcast. Until next time, Hooday, Mick.
Hooday. Thanks for watching.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise.
Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.